This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataja Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Wednesday, that is 10th of June. Well, Indian markets reclaimed crucial resistance levels on Wednesday after falling more than 1% in the previous session. In fact, Sensex is now back above 34,000 while the Nifty 50 is also now trading above 10,100 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 290 points to close at 34,240. While the Nifty 50 closed 69 points high at 10,116. Now, bulls took control of D Street to close above 5 days exponential moving average on the daily charts. However, marginal selling pressure was seen at higher levels as investors await the outcome of the US Federal Reserve meeting, and the rise of coronavirus cases in Delhi poses a threat as it could well be the story of other metros as well. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in banks, realty, finance, energy and healthcare stocks, while profit taking was visible in autos, metals, consumer discretionary and oil and gas stocks. Well, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index rose 0.8% while the small-cap index rallied 0.92%. Top Nifty gainers include names like RIL, Shri Cements, Hindalco Industries and IndusInd Bank, while top Nifty losers include names like Coal India, Bajaj Auto, Gail India and Hero MotoCorp. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the BankEx was up 1.79% followed by the Realty Index that gained 1.78% and the Finance Index was up 1.4%. Profit taking was visible in the auto index, which was down 1%, followed by the metal index that fell 0.4%, and the consumer discretionary index that was down by 0.38%. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like Hero MotoCorp, Ramco Cements, TCS, Bosch, Mindtree, and BHEL. Long buildup was seen in stocks like RBL Bank, BHEL, Equitas Holdings, Ujjivan Financial Services, and IndusInd Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like M&M Financial, Motherson Sumi, Bosch, and SBI Life. Now, more than 60 stocks actually hit a fresh 52-week high on the BSE that include names like Dr. Reddy's, Web of Global, Lupin and Muthoot Finance. Now, let's also look at stocks which are in focus based on the news flow. Well, extending the gains into the fourth consecutive session, shares of IndusInd Bank ended nearly 8% higher or at three-month high at 500.70 rupees on the BSE. Now, Godrej Consumer share price was down almost 4% after Vivek Gambhir resigned as the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of the company. Hero MotoCorp stock price was down by 3% after the company posted poor numbers for the quarter ended March. Yes Bank stock price gained 2% after Madhur Kapoor's family withdrew the suit filed against the bank management in Bombay High Court, according to Exchange Communication. Well, Dhanuka Agritech share price was up 7% after the company consolidated net profit was up around about 46% on a year-on-year basis at 39 crores. Now, let's also look at stocks, how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed an inside bar pattern on the daily charts. The swing low of 10,021 now becomes a crucial support level for the index. And on the higher side, bulls need to take out the resistance zone of 10,300 to 10,328 in order to stretch towards 10,550, which is just the 61.8% retracement of the Jan to March fall. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. Well, thanks all for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.